Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good evening. This is Cammy Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Millier, and we're back on the show. Back on the show this evening with you with our instruction, our book, our message from the messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. The name of that message is The Message to the Black Man in America. Message to the Black Man in America. When we last read from this manuscript, it was from the foreword and the preface and the reprinting of this book as it was given in the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad to encourage the black man who has been separated from his master in a diaspora. The transport of and transport of slaves and transport of slavery from the white man, his aggressor, his enemy, his devil, in this land, which is called America, and also his homeland, which was also invaded. So you have American, which is an African from the very coast of Mauritania, from the coast of Morocco, from the coast of Sierra Leone, and Nigeria, and Niger, and the northernmost region of the continental Africa, who had established this area, which meant a multicultural African group, which had established, which is what America means, which is what America means. Out of one came many, which is the true meaning of Africa as a continent. Out of one came many. So the white man, his invader, had invaded his land, and thousands of years, while the black man had been subdued by the white man, he would be in need of a message from a teacher, a deliverer. One who would author the message would have to give the message to the messenger. The author of that message is none other than the Most Honorable Master, Farad Muhammad, one who authored the message to the black man in America and gave it to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who taught this message and yielded it to the Most Honorable Minister Malcolm X, who through great trial and tribulation and great sacrifice, the power of that message and life that was yielded to the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, notwithstanding the Most Honorable Dr. Minister Khalid Muhammad and many others, Most Honorable Minister Clarence 3X, 13X rather. So here we are, reading this message to the black man, which, as you know, have had come from the master, teacher, the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and dispended and disseminated to others to teach this knowledge to all men of the black race and every type of man under the black race and under the oppression of America. Our text is taken, or manuscript is taken, from this part one, Allah is Good, Who is That Mystery God, part one. And it reads as follows. For thousands of years, the people who did not have knowledge of the person or reality of God worship their own ideas of God. He has been made like many things other than what he really is. The Christians refer to God as a mystery and a spirit and divide him into thirds. One part they call the Father, another part the Son, the third part they call the Holy Ghost, which makes the three one. This is contrary to both nature and mathematics. The law of mathematics will not allow us to put three in one. Our nature rebels against such a belief of God being a mystery, yet the Father of a Son and a Holy Ghost without a wife or without being something in reality. We wonder, how can the Son of be human and the Father a mystery, unknown, or a spirit? Who is this Holy Ghost that is classified as being the equal of the Father and the Son? The Christian does not believe in God as being a human being, yet they believe in him as being the Father of all human beings. They also refer to God as he, him, man, king, the ruler. They teach that God sees, hears, talks, walks, stands, sits, rides, and flies, that he grieves or sorrows, that he is interested in the affairs of human beings. They also teach that once upon a time, he made the first man like himself, in the image and likeness of himself. They believe that he himself is not a man or a human. They preach the prophecy of his coming, and that he will be seen on the judgment day, but is not man. They cannot tell us that he looks like, they cannot tell us what he looks like. Yet man is made like him and in the image of God. Yet they say still that he is a mystery, unknown. How can one teach the people to know God if he himself does not know God? If you try teaching the Christian that God is a human being, they will say that you're crazy and that you do not believe in God and that you are an infidel. In the meantime, while they admit that he is a mystery God, unknown, they teach not to make any likeness of him. Yet they adorn their walls and churches with pictures, images, and statues by human beings. Can God be a mystery? Can God be a mystery God and yet send prophets to represent himself? Have the prophets been representing a God that is not known? Mystery. Tell us. This is what they say. Tell us. And they heard God's voice speaking to them in their own language. Speak a language while being an immaterial something. If God is not material, what pleasure would he get out of a material being and a material universe? What is the basis of spirit? Is the spirit independent of material? Actually, who is that mystery God? We should take some time to study what has and is being taught to us. Study the word and examine it. And if it be the truth, lay hold to it. To teach the people that God is a mystery God is to teach them that God is unknown. There is no truth in such teaching. Can one teach that which he himself does not know? If one teaches a thing that he himself does not know, he can be in charge of lying to the people. The word mystery, according to the English dictionary, is something that has not been or cannot be, something beyond human comprehension. The unintelligent, or rather the ones without divine knowledge, seem to delight themselves in representing the God as something mysterious, unknown. Such teaching, a mystery God, that God is a mystery, makes the prophet teaching of God all false. There should be a law made and enforced upon such teachers until they have been removed from the public. According to Allah, the origin of such teaching as a mystery God is from the devil. It was taught to them by their father, Yaqub, 6,000 years ago. They know today that God is not a mystery, but will not teach it. He, the devil, the god of evil, was made to rule over the nations of the earth for 6,000 years, and naturally, he will not teach obedience to a god other than himself. So a knowledge of the true God of righteousness was not represented by the devils. The true God was not to be made manifest to people until the God of evil, the devil, had finished or lived out his time, which was allowed to deceive the nations. Read Thessalonians, the 2nd chapter, the 9th through the 10th verse. Read Revelation, the 20th chapter, the 3rd verse. Read Revelation, the 8th through the 10th verse. The shutting up and loosing of the devil mentioned in Revelation 20:7 can refer to the time between A.D. 570 through 1555, which is nearly 1,000 years, and they and Christianity were balled up in Europe by the spread of Islam by Muhammad. May the peace of Allah be upon him and his successor. Their being loosed and deceived the nation of the earth would refer to a time, A.D. 1555 to 1955, when they, John Hawkins, deceived our fathers and brought them into slavery in America and were loose, free to travel over the earth and deceive people. Now their freedom is being inferred and interfered with by the order of the power of the God of righteousness through the nation of righteousness. For the past 6,000 years, the prophets have been predicting the coming of God, who would be just and righteous. That righteous God would appear at the end of the world of the white race. Today, the God of truth and righteousness is making himself manifest, that he is not anymore a mystery unknown, but is known and can be seen and heard over the earth. This teaching of a mystery God enslaves the mind of the ignorant. My poor people are the victims of every robber. They are pitiful, blind, deaf, and dumb, and it hurts. But I am going to prove to them that I am with Allah, God, and that Allah is with me, in spite of their ignorance of Allah and myself, whom he has sent. For I am not self-sent. The world shall know soon who it is that has sent me. Allah, God, loves us, the so-called Negro, the tribe of Shabazz, so that he will give lives for our sake today. Fear not. You are not more forsaken and no more forsaken. God is in person. And stop looking for a dead Jesus for help, but pray to him whom Jesus prophesied will come after him, he who is alive and not a spook. Do you hate me because I represent Allah, the living God, your Lord and my Lord? Can you, who believe in a mystery God, unknown, trust your mystery to bring you bread or to defend you against your open enemy? If so, on what occasion did he help you? If God is a mystery, you are lying to the world when you say that you know him. He wants to be known. It is his enemy, the devil, who does not want God to be known to you and me. Do you refer to God as he, him? These pronouns refer to a man. That you want to be like him. Surely, you don't want to be a spirit without a form, as spirits have no material form. Your God and my God is a material being, the supreme of beings, and we refer to him as Allah. Who is that mystery God? Part 2. Did God say that he was a mystery God? Or did someone say it of him? Did God say that he was only a spirit? Or did someone say it of him? We'll continue that in our next show, Message to the Black Man in America. Who is that mystery God? Part 2. We look forward to hearing that. And now we also read the Holy Bible, Congruent, which will be followed by the Holy Quran. Who is the devil? That is a good question. Who is the one that does not want the truth to be known? The brothers and sisters that are suffering today in this world. The white man, the one who didn't want you to read. At one time, in the last dispensation of our physical oppression, would chain your feet and kill you if he saw you reading. Sometimes he would cut out your tongue. Sometimes he would murder your children right before your eyes to stop you from reading. So one has to ask themselves, how is it that a being, a physical devil who would stop you from reading when you were in his chains, in his anklets, in his braces, in his jails, in his prison, how is it that one would stop that would stop you from reading would be so interested in you reading the very word that he stopped you from reading? Plain and simple. There's no mystery to this method. He wouldn't allow you to read this Bible. He wouldn't allow you to read the Quran. He wouldn't allow you to read any books of knowledge that told the truth. Now, once he could get these books to add material and take material away, then it was all right for you to read because he would tell you what to read. And that this is the great mystery between the black preacher and the white races. The black preacher are often selected. Many black preachers are often selected with the help of the white man in the ears of those who are most influential in church. That if you hire someone that he's been dealing with his whole time, some black person that he's been manipulating the whole time, and a black man that has trust in him, then he knows that that black man is not going to teach anything dangerous to his establishment. That's right, I repeat, the preachers are selected before they're elected. So they're really selected, and the people will never elect them. The people will never elect. The election is not real, but the selection is real. The white man selects who he wants over the churches of his slave. And I'm very plain in saying that America black man in America, or America's black man, is still a slave. He's still a slave. If he can't see this great miasma that he's trapped in, this great prison, clouded prison that does not allow light to properly shine and interpret the dark room, the black man is still in prison, still in bondage, anytime that he can't see the white man as he truly is. So we have to be mindful, and our eyes have to be open, and our ears have to be attentive to the truth. For it should be this truth that should set us free. Who is this devil? Many have asked the question, who is this one that make the kings and kingdoms of the nation shake? Who is he? Let's see. Let's find out who this devil is. We'll take it from the book of Isaiah and the King James. I know a lot of black folk love the King James Bible. The white man gave it to you, so you love it. And you study it because you think that it's the handwriting of Jesus and the prophets themselves. But it's what the white man has given you, and you trust in it. So we learn this book of truth. And everything in this book that's written is true for those who are inspired to learn the knowledge. But for those that are evil, these words are meaningless. So to the white man, it's meaningless. And what he thought that he was co-author, God allowed the reader, who is sanctified by the intention of the book, which is considered the word of God, to deliver him and his mortal soul, deliver his soul from oppression, and to deliver his physical self from oppression. In that, the black man is willing to stand. Once he has his truth, he'll give his life for it. That's the same thing that Jesus did, isn't it? Yeah, he said, you take not my life, but I give it. Because he was standing for truth. He was reading the instructions of God. When you grab this book, whether it be the Holy Bible, whether it be the Holy Quran, whether it be the message to the black man from the most honorable minister, most honorable messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, then to concentrate on it and to see the truth. And the deliverance in these guys are enough to save your mortal soul. So let's go to Isaiah, the 14th chapter. And let's read, find out what Isaiah has to say about the subject at hand. Who is the devil? And why would this devil teach about a mystery God that does not exist? For the Lord will have mercy. We're in Isaiah, the 14th chapter. The first verse. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, and will yet choose Israel and set them in their own land. And the strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids. And they shall take them captive, whose captives they were. And they shall rule over their oppressor. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve. Thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how hath the oppressor ceased? The golden city ceased. The Lord had broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the ruler. He who smote the people in wrath with continual stroke. He that ruled the nation in anger is persecuted and none hindered. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. He breaks forth into singing. Yeah? The fair trees rejoice at thee and the cedar of Lebanon sing. Since thou art laid down, no fellow is come up against us. Hell from beneath is moved from thee to meet thee at thy coming. It is stirred up the dead for thee. Even all the chief ones of the earth it has raised up from their thrones. All the kings of the nation all day shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Who are they talking about? Who are they questioning? Who are these kings of the earth questioning? Thrones of all the kings of the nation questioning? Who are they questioning in this 10th verse of the 14th chapter of Isaiah? All they shall speak and say unto thee, who are they talking to? Art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Thy pomp, or thy pride, is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy bile. The worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? Now, is this a physical man? Is this a physical nation? Of course. A physical nation that has an agenda to rule the whole earth, even the gods of the earth. That pump is brought down. Hast thou come as weak as we? Art thou become like us? Yes, you were in power. The white man was in power. But then an awesome God, Allah, took the power of the white man. The God within us that decided to stand up took the power of the white man and say, art thou become as weak as we? Art thou become like us? This is no mystery. The devil is no mystery and God is no mystery. What do you see when you look in the mirror, black man? What do you see when you look in the mirror? What do you look at? Do you look at a slave or do you look at a lord? That's your question. For the pomp of the enemy is brought down into the grave. This is the story being told, and the noise of thy vows. The worm is spread under thee. The worms cover thee. White man day is done. Even his seed shall be cut off. He shall cease to be on this earth. His end is nigh. His end is near. His end is now. The 12th verse says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? This is the 12th verse of the 14th chapter of Isaiah, which says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nation? But thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the height of the cloud. I will be like the Most High, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. God said, you may want to rule everyone. You're going into space to try to find heaven to take it over. You're evil. You're doing all these things because you want to be the most powerful in the universe. But you should be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man? What's that? What's that? This is the 16th verse of the 14th chapter of Isaiah. Oh my, Satan is not a figurative figure. He's not figurative, but he's physical. The 16th verse of the 14th chapter of Isaiah. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, the man. Oh, my God, there it is again. All praises be to Allah. There it is again, my God, saying, is this the man, that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms or nations, Is this the man? This is in the Old Testament of the King James. Good boy, Bible. This is in the Old Testament. That's why the white man wants to keep you out of the Old Testament, because it tells about his end. It tells about his end. He wants to keep you out of the Old Testament. He'll tell you, don't go to the book of Isaiah. He said, that's the Old Testament. He lies to you and tells you that there's no need for you to read the Old Testament. He said, Christ fulfilled the law. Huh? Behold, all things are made new. He'll tell you not to read the Old Testament. But God says, he said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I never change. So in reality, there's no such thing as the New Testament. Now, why was the New Testament created? To keep you and I blinded. The New Testament was created to keep you and I blinded, because the Old Testament is plain. The Romans, who started Christianity in 70 AD in a place called Antiochus in Rome, did it so they could control the masses of believers. The masses of believers who was following the one called Christ. And this is where the term Christianity comes from, to be Christ-like. In other words, to be delivering, to believe in deliverance, to believe in deliverance, the resurrectors. Those that were called insurrection against any man who desired to lord against them. Now, why is that important? I'll tell you why. Because the Christians outnumbered the Romans. This man they call Christ, whose name, for all intents and purposes, people know by Jesus, whose true name is Yahushua Aliyah Asa, the Messiah, who would teach the way, who taught not a new law, but an old law, a law as old as time. He taught that man should worship God. To love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and thy neighbor as thyself, because he shall have no other God before him. This is the old teaching. This teaching is old, my brothers and my sisters. Old teaching, not new teaching, but old teaching. But if the enemy, the devil, the physical devil, the white man, can keep you away from this kind of knowledge, if he can keep you away from this truthful teaching, then he can lord you over. He don't even want to tell you that Jesus followed the religion of Islam, which is the truth. The religion of Islam is as old as man himself. The white man don't want you to know that. So it keeps you out of the Old Testament, which talks about his end. But then, unbeknownst to the enemy, while it was recording the New Testament, then Revelation, then the Apocalypse was released, and the teachings of the Apocalypse was told about his end again. In Revelation, it said he should come to an end. So even the white man trying to orchestrate, give it a happy ending, does not even get a happy ending. He is a liar, and the truth is not in him. He changes everything. He infers everything. He kills everything, and he wants to give it a happy ending. For instance, can we talk about this? He's a liar. Thanksgiving was a time when the Indians welcomed the pilgrims, and they sat down at the table of brotherhood and ate together. This is a lie. The white man slaughtered the Indian, killed him, and continues to kill him today. The devil president that we have today, he's a devil and a demon from devils. Donald Trump is set into place to try and do the evil of the white man for business sake, because he loves this world. He should not succeed, brothers and sisters. For God has raised up an army that is willing to give their life to protect the temple and mosque of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. That are willing to protect the churches now, so you won't have young devils like Dylann Roof going into churches killing people. We're willing to protect the community now. Organizations like the African American Defense League and other organizations willing to defend the black community. But we are taught not to be the aggressor. But in times necessary, when they come up on us to kill us, to stand as men, to fight like men, and to die like men. This is what it means when it says that the devil will be brought down, his pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of his vows, because everyone that he started trouble with in the world will rise up against him in one launch. Allah has told the story. And every war he's ever waged, he shall see these enemies at his doorstep. They shall weaken him, all of his enemies coming upon him at once. They shall see, narrowly look upon thee, and consider saying, this is what they'll say to the devil of this planet, the white man. Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did not, or rather that did shake kingdom, that made the world as a wilderness? The white man is destroying this earth. The white man is destroying this earth. He was doing it back then, according to the book of Isaiah, and he's doing it now. You can't make this stuff up. This is the truth, my brothers and sisters. This is the truth, that the white man's end has come, and no one can save him. You can't save the white man. For it was already written. The prophets of the old wrote about it in the book of Isaiah, in the book of Job, the book of Enoch. The interpretation of the Quran talked about it. The translation by Yusuf Ali. It talks about it. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about it in his message to the black man. Taking away his power, how do you do it? You become self-reliant. Protect your black community with teaching, education. Protect yourselves. And see, thee shall narrowly look upon thee. We're talking about this devil. And consider thee saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdom, that made the world as a wilderness? The white man is killing this earth. Destroy the cities thereof. He overtook the cities here in America, the states that we built in Africa, all these places we built. He never built anything. He's stolen it through war and manipulation and mischief. That made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof. It opened not the house of his prisoners. God be to Allah. All the kingdoms of the nation, even all of them, lie in glory, everyone in his own house. But thou art cast out of thy grave. All the kings of the nations are watching this. Watching this. Even all of them lie in glory, everyone in his own house. But what did he say about the devil? But thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch. Even the grave don't want this devil of this planet, the white man. The grave will not want him. And as the raiment of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, they go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden on the foot, thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, but thou hast destroyed thy land. Because thou hast destroyed thy land and slain thy people, the seed of the evildoer shall never be renowned. We're going to cut you off. Your race is going to cease to be. The white race is going to cease to be. The seed of the white race is going to cease to be. Pretty soon, the white man will not be on this planet. Pretty soon, the white man will not be on this planet. The planet will be all black again. and then we'll make some sense and live in peace and harmony, helping one another. Through the spirit of the Almighty God, Allah himself. Thou shalt, he talk about the white man father, talks about this devil, the white devil father. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land and slain thy people. The seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. Prepare slaughter for his children. Oh, my. For the iniquity of their fathers, that they do not rise, nor possess the land, nor fill the face of the earth, or the face of the world with cities. For I will rise against them. This is God, the Lord of hosts, Allah himself. Allah himself. Who should save the white man? You can't save the white man. For I will rise up against them, saith the Lord of hosts, Allah. Cut off from Babylon the name and remnant and son and nephew, and seek the Lord. I'll stop his seed. I'll kill his seed. Allah is doing this. Allah is doing this. Allah is in control. I will also make it a possession for the bitter pool of water, and I will sweep it with the besom of destruction, and seek the Lord of hosts. God will punish the white man. God is going to punish the white man. He's doing it now. God is punishing the white man. This is the fall of America. It's the fall of the white man around the globe, the election of Donald Trump. God allowed the white man to elect him to sanctify, chastise, and deliver the black man out of bondage, because he will have to come together. Forced to be reckoned with the power of the Almighty God, Allah himself. The Lord of hosts had sworn, saying, surely I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have proposed, so shall it stand, that I will break this city and my land, this is the white man, upon my mountain, tread him underfoot, then shall his yoke depart from off them, and his burden depart from off their shoulders. This burden will be taken off the people of God's shoulders. This is the purpose that is proposed upon the whole earth. One nation, but the whole earth, as he was talking about. God is delivering the black man around the planet. And this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. For the Lord of hosts has proposed. And who shall disannul it? Who is bigger than God? No one is bigger than God. No one is bigger than God. If God says it, that settles it. When Allah says it, that settles it. No one's bigger than God. And his hand is stretched out. And who shall turn it back? In the year of King Ahaz, in the year that King Ahaz died, was this burden. Rejoice not thou, whole Palestinian or Palestine, because the rod of him that smote thee is broken. For out of the serpent's root shall come forth a cockatrice, and his fruit shall be a fiery flying serpent. So here's the last stand. Said, don't rejoice, Palestine. Who's catching trouble? See? God talked about this thousands of years ago. Who's catching trouble? Palestine. Who's giving Palestine trouble? The one that called himself the white Jew. He's a Johnny-come-lately Jew. A Johnny-come-lately Jew. Who says he's Jew and I'm not. Jesus said it. He talked about him. He said, there are those that call themselves Jews and are not. Who are persecuting the people, who are teaching evil, who are doing evil in the kingdom, doing evil in the temple. Rejoice not, thou whole Palestine, or Palestinian, or Palestine, but the word say, rejoice not thou, whole Palestina. because the rod of him that smote thee is broken. Don't rejoice yet, for out of the serpent's root shall come forth a cockatrice, and his fruit shall be a fiery flying serpent. Who is that other than the Trump generation and the generation after him? The last stand, the Tea Party, and all of this, the racism going forth. And the firstborn of the poor shall feed, and the needy shall lie down in safety. I will kill thy root with famine, and he shall slay thy remnant. So what? What does he mean? Don't worry about it. These are is destruction to those who call themselves Jews and are not, who inhabit the land of Palestine. Mm-hmm. Howl, O gate, cry, O city, thou whole Palestinian are dissolved. But there come from the north a smoke, and none shall be alone in his appointed time. What shall one then answer the messengers of the nation? That the Lord has founded Zion. That the Lord had founded Zion, and the poor of his people shall trust in it. God is going to deliver all around. Whether the one calling himself the white Jew, Netanyahu, an evil devil who took Palestine from the Palestinians, an evil devil who is behind all the wars, one that called themselves the true Israelites, who call themselves the Jew, who the Johnny come lately Jew, who are thieves in the temple, stealing and selling. Jesus talked about it, didn't he? Did Jesus not talk about this? Of course he did. Jesus talked about it. Talked about these Johnny come lately Jews. He talked about it. Yes. He talked about these people. He talked about them. So all we have to do is to continue to believe. Continue to believe. And the judgment will be free. Thank you.